Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with a fox terrier from America who was on the TV commercial for the channel American Vacation Channel. That's the third animal now who's been named after, not named after me, but just has my name.
Does that mean Josh, the dog is more famous than you?
Probably at this stage, yes.
Getting more cash.
So there's a monkey with my name, there's a quoll with my name, and now this is a dog. So we've got three now. It's going to be good. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a man who shares his name with a Harvard business graduate who is a record-breaking sales analyst for Frito-Lay, the chip company. Can you please welcome Brett Blake?
Yeah. Yes. Fuck, that's pretty impressive. The last time was a pilot as well. Everyone's doing very well for themselves.
Yeah, Harvard Business School as well.
Harvard Business School.
That's good. Wow.
That's
wolf
awesome.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Bit of a nerd.
Our next guest shares his name.
I'm going to bash all the other Brett Blakes out there.
Our next guest shares his name with the research fellow at the LGBTI Intergroup for European Parliament. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, Zach Dyer.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Pretty sure that's him.
He does what?
He's a research fellow. I'm not sure what that means.
It
means
he's
a fellow.
Like he's got a scholarship.
He's a research fellow.
Research.
He's a guy at an office who knows how to use Google. And our research.
Yeah, it's for European Parliament, which I'm not sure if that's a real thing. Is that like...
Well, wouldn't each country have their own individual parliament?
Well, that's what I thought. But this is what he says on his...
It sounds fake.
On his LinkedIn. LGBTI
Intergroup. Oh, wait. No, that's just a fake one of mine. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Also joining us is a first timer to the podcast. They share their name with the HR manager at Wellingkar Institute of Management in Mumbai. Can you please welcome comedian Irvi Majumdar? Yeah!
That's cool.
Did I say your surname
right?
Yeah, yes,
did it.
I've been practicing all day.
Cute.
Did you know about this person? Did you know about this person?
No, there's a lot of people in India.
HR manager.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Human resources.
Yeah, the most cool profession there is.
HR is sick. Human resources. Thank you. Do I get a point?
Yeah, keep it vague. It's good.
And finally, he's another first timer to the podcast. He shares his name with a Memphis mechanic. Can you please welcome to the podcast? Come on. Yeah.
That is Dad.
That is. I also have someone who's way more successful than me.
Yeah, this guy's got his own business in Memphis.
Well, he's probably got a license too, so I'm getting crushed.
Do you not drive?
No.
How old are you?
Anyway, what's the question?
Well, I only got my license at 28, so
really?
No judgment here.
Oh, 29.
Oh, there's judgment.
Oh, there's judgment.
It's not coming from me. It's coming from over here. What do you mean you don't have your license?
Look, you're talking to an open mic comedian. Like, it's a miracle if you've got one.
Yeah,
I only got my license.
Indian thing?
Well, yeah, because we're both from Tassie.
So yeah, but you're from the crook part where you have to drive away from it. So, like.
But then I moved when I was 17 out of Burnie to Launceston, and I didn't get my license because it gave me a good excuse not to go back to Burnie. I was like, I'm stuck in Launceston, Mum and Dad, I can't come back.
Shout out to everyone who listens in Burnie, by the way.
Yeah.
I've got the numbers, there's four of them.
Yeah.
Well, you've lost four listeners, so there you go.
They know. Hey, our first game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. The point to the person actually wrote the tweet, if you get it wrong, you can't buzz in for your own ones.
If they're spelt incorrectly, and I'm thinking about Brett's tweets, are you going to read like
I'll read it phonetically.
Mistakes?
I'll read it phonetically.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go. I have so much FOMO that if my two best friends were in a car crash together, my first thought would be, why wasn't I invited?
Zach.
Rick.
I heard Zach first, yes. Irby. You were right, yeah. That's one for Zach.
None of us would say FOMO.
I feel like my style is too distinct and it's I'm going to lose.
Can we call him before the tweet is finished?
I'd rather you wait till the end so the listeners can hear the joke.
I don't wanna, fair enough. It's good.
Even though I did trample all over your punchline there, Irby. I'm very sorry.
That's all good.
I would be the same. If two of my friends were in a car and they were in an accident, I'd be going, oh,
because now they've got a story.
Yeah.
My friend was like, you've just jinxed it. Yeah, even worse if they died. I'd be really jealous.
Question two. Every bloke reckons they have a unique method of breaking up bags of ice, and all of them involve gravity and dropping.
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
Corny.
You are correct. Yeah, another point there for Zach.
Fuck. Yes, I was confused. It could have been either of us.
There's going to be a lot of similar tweets going on.
If
the second word is bloke, it's one of us. Yeah.
Even at the start, I was like, fuck, was this me?
But you're very right. Everyone has their own method. And everyone has their own method on how to get the ice the best in the esky.
Yes.
You've got to have a layer on the bottom. Half and then put all your drinks in it.
No, I'll put drinks first because cold air falls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's you are a fellowship.
Because hot air rises, so you put the drinks in, the ice on top, and the coolness
just melts
goes down.
I'm with Zach. Yeah, I do the drinks, then ice, and then it just seeps down. You want to get that slurry going at the bottom as well.
Absolutely.
See, I have a bed of ice at the bottom. Then the drinks. Then the drinks
unnecessary.
Top. Upwards and you lose space in the esky because then you're kind of they're on weird angles. So you can get them packed in nice and tight. And get this. Anyway, I'm right, okay? I'm taking
right,
a point.
Right in, listeners. Who's right? Who's right? All right, next question. If you want someone to truly be woke, you need to tell them, wakey, wakey, hands off, snakey.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
That's dire.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, there's a point there for Nick off the board. I love wakey wakey hands off snakey.
Yeah, I just thought of it one day and I thought, how can I... I worked backwards on that one.
My grandmother used to say that to us in the morning. Yeah. So inappropriate.
Assuming that I'm jerking off every single morning.
And they're right. You know what I mean? They've technically got me. Yeah.
Well, your nana knows you better than anyone else.
Next question. Don't get why people still illegally download movies when it's so easy to read the whole plot on Wikipedia and then just watch the highlights on YouTube.
Irby?
Yes, Irby?
Blake.
No, that's Nick Kwan there. Yeah. Yeah. Point there for Nick.
The way he said it at the top, I was like, that could be me again.
Yes. I saw that was you, and I just called you Blake, so it's Brett. Yeah.
And then I was like reading, I was like, it's not my, not me.
Brett's would be, I don't know how people illegally download movies.
I really don't. Because it really throws me off, because I still pay for them, and people are like, what the fuck are you doing buying shit off iTunes? But I can't figure out, there's like a torrent bay or something, and I'm like, I'm confused by the whole process.
Yeah, I'm with you though. I don't download anything illegally.
I don't
know how to.
But then my old room, I got a thing from the internet provider saying I've been doing all this shit. And I'm like, I don't even know how to do this, dude, at all. But then it was my roommate who was fucking doing it.
It was my son's 8th birthday last month, and he wanted to watch the Lego Movie 2. That was for his party. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I had to go on Facebook and say, hey, can someone illegally get me a copy of this? Had some guy hit me up and go, yeah, I've got it in a Dropbox. I'll send it to you, but then you got to delete it straight away. I'm like, all right, mate, no one really cares. Like,
yeah. Also, what is Dropbox? few questions.
Okay, question five. Overheard a school kid on the train saying he was wagging school to have a mental health day. If you're that woke at 12 years old, you probably need one.
Zach.
Nick. Yes, Zach.
Irby.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Zach. Yes.
This is the woke thing again. All these fucking
young any millennial shit is me. So.
Because you work in a school, right?
Yeah, I used to.
And you work in a school too, Nick?
I work at a childcare centre.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With a kindergarten. You know, I'm working the kindergarten. I work in the good part, all right? I can still pretend I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a cert 3, that's it.
And also, we assumed.
Are you just started being on Twitter as well?
Yeah.
Is that because you've now stopped working in childcare or school? So you
no, just because I've heard it's meant to be good for writing, but Twitter's like makes you want to kill yourself. It's just so sad at the beginning.
I deleted it. So
it's just so sad. You just think you have no existence and then you do something on Instagram or Facebook and it's like, oh, people do like me. Yeah. And it's
sometimes I read Twitter and get angry.
Yeah.
People
just getting mad about things. Once again,
and then I'm getting mad.
Once again, not reading pays off.
Too much reading.
It's all coming up, Brett.
Well, if anyone here has a you know suggestion for a first round, I'd love to not be on Twitter anymore. So I just need it for this first round, though.
Fuck, I have no suggestions.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Thank God my investment property will be okay. Anyway, off to throw rubbish in the ocean. That was on election day. Who wrote that?
Nick?
Yes, Nick.
I'm just going to go with Brett because he hasn't been in this yet.
You are correct. Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
Point there for Nick.
Were my superior acting skills? Not, people wouldn't be able to see it, but I was like, oh, it could. I was looking at you guys. I was like, yeah, I know it's me. Fuck.
How did you... So you don't have Twitter?
No, I do.
That was a Facebook one.
That was a Facebook one. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, because I deleted Twitter because I was like, words are not my strong point. And then I don't read anything. And then, but I kept it because people tag you in things.
Yeah.
So I just let it just happen.
Yeah.
So it is good. There's lots of funny shit on there. Like sometimes I'll have a good time on there.
I prefer videos. Like I'm the Instagram. Like, you know what I mean? Get me on something like that. Let it ram.
You're a more visual learner.
I want to see funny videos. I don't want to know your thoughts on something funny. I want to see someone copping a pie in the face.
All right, next question. Fucking oath. Fuck people who freeze bread. Imagine wanting to make toast a hassle.
Irby.
Brett. Yes, Brett.
Quanti.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Brett. I thought fucking oath could be anyone.
I know. Yeah.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage here.
I ruled myself out, but a bread dilemma is very Quanti.
Well, yeah. The thing about freezing bread is you don't really need to do it down here in Melbourne or like anywhere where there's a cool climate. But in Queensland, like bread only lasts a day or two. Especially
really?
Yeah, yeah. So like in summer, you need to freeze the bread if you want. And you can still put it in the toaster. It's the same.
You got to put your bread down first, then the ice on top. Yeah.
Question 8. Smoking a bong before building a wardrobe from IKEA because I hate myself.
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
That's Zach.
You are correct. Yes, that is Zach. It was a true story too. You had photos and everything. You
It went really well. I thought it was going to be harder than it was, but I really fucking zoned in that.
Weed sometimes is really helpful. I mean, it's helpful all the time, but if you want to focus on something and take it a long time, then weed is your answer.
Well, people do that before they go to the gym now as well.
Really?
Yeah, I used to do that a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
Smoke some weed and then go do deadlifts and get dizzy in the gym.
Because you're all loose and relaxed.
Oh, yeah. I suppose
so. Yeah, you're not holding the tension.
Yeah, it's just weird getting stoned and then trying to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, man, I do it and then go to the movies and just fucking eat. You know?
Yeah, wouldn't you get paranoid that everyone's looking at you and you look like a freak and stuff? Be like, I know they are.
Looking at me because I'm so swole. Because I'm ripping too cool for this gym.
Stone worried that people aren't looking at you.
I've done it drunk before. You get too confident. I can lift that. Oh, I'll be back.
Question 9. Mum told me I ate my own poo when I was a baby. Good that some things never change.
Brett.
Yes, Brett. Maybe. You are correct. Yeah, point there for Brett. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you really eat your
own shit? I did. Apparently, that's disgusting. I think it's normal.
It is normal.
It's curious and smart.
Very oral. They put,
Have your kids done it?
They've never eaten their own shit. My kids are geniuses. But no, it's. My youngest is really, he has a phobia about toilets. Holds on.
Really?
He goes to daycare and holds on all day. Doesn't like to go. Do you know the little toilets you used to have that were just open and like no door? And yeah, he just holds on all day.
I tried to hold it on a camp once because I didn't want to use the gross toilet. This fucking, I think it was
the drop parent. One?
No, it was just it was a normal one, but it was it was three toilets.
Yeah.
With like 40 dudes. You know, just grub dogs. And I was like, I'm not going to shit this whole weekend.
That's not good.
And then I made it. Yeah, you're telling me. And then the last, like, before we got on the bus to get home, and I was in Cramp City, and I was like, just get out of the way.
Oh.
And then they had to delay the bus for like 40 minutes. I was like, this is going to take longer than you think.
Yeah.
And it was just a nightmare, and the toilet ended up clogging. It was
Oh my God.
This might get edited out because it will be a whole question once. But I was on pills and everyone was like, tomorrow we're going to go and do this nice bushwalk. And I'm like, yeah, count me in. It's going to be fucking great. And I'm like, all right, we're leaving at 6 a.m. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I got home like 5, slept for half hour, went, no, I feel great. And then got on the bus and I was like, great, until we got there. And I'm like, nah, this is no good. Oof. But I was just started seeing a girl and I needed to take a massive shit. And it was just nowhere to do it. We were in a like national park. I just couldn't do it. And so we got back on the bus and there was a pub nearby. And I said, oh, I'm just going to stop for the toilet just quickly. And I'm in cramping and took about half hour and then got back on the bus feeling so bad.
Just like everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
It's always the worst. I had a big bender out in London once, but they have these
like you have to pay the guy to go into the toilet, and he's like the you know to he gives you like yeah. smelly things yeah, and yeah. shit like that when you leave. But I remember going to see it, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to use the bathroom. And he pointed the urinal. I'm like, no. I need to use the other one, and I'm going to be at least half an hour, and I need you to block the door.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll just give you £10. Just whatever, dude, whatever gets me through this. And he was like, he didn't want me in there because he knew I was going to destroy it.
Well, no, I reckon he thought you were going to do drugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Yeah. I'm going to use this one now.
I reckon if he saw, when he saw me, he the knew I did all the drugs already. You know what I mean? There was nothing left. In the
I held on to a piss so long once that my legs started to hurt.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, poo, I understand holding because it's disgusting. Well, pee, you can just do anyway.
Yeah.
I've been drinking beers all afternoon, and then I had to catch a bus from Cairns back to Townsville. And I got when I got on the bus, I already needed to piss, but I was like, you know. And you know, most coaches, they have a toilet.
Yeah.
And I went to the toilet and the door was locked. I just figured like, oh, the toilet mustn't be in use, you know. So I held it on for like another hour and a half, 2 hours or something. And my legs started aching. It was the worst. And then eventually I was like, I've got to check this toilet. And I just pushed the toilet door a little bit harder.
That's just so good.
It's always worse when you hold a piss for too long, because then you're like, this is going to be such a sweet relief. And then you get there and you're like, why is nothing coming out? Yeah, your fucking urethra or whatever is just closed down with pressure.
And our last question for the round. If you describe a person as a dog, they're a bad person. But if you describe a cat as being like a dog, they are one terrific cat.
Brett.
Yes, Brett. Irby. No, that was Nick Kwan. A point there for Nick. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
Very true. As a cat owner,
yeah.
Very true. Dogs are the best.
No, that was written as a cat. That was a pro cat statement.
How's that pro cat? Really, no. You said dogs are better.
I can't remember. I think I was really drunk patting the cat.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, if you describe someone as a dog, they're a bad person. If you describe a cat as a dog, they're a terrific cat.
Oh, yeah. It's
yeah, so
I get it now.
You're
a good cat. That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the round, the scores are Irvy on 0 points. Didn't get one there. Yeah. That's all right. Brett on 2 points. Zach on 3 points. In the lead on 5 points. Is Nick Kwan.
What the hell? Get out of here.
I came in talking the big game. I was like, today I'm win. Everyone strap in. I'm like, that's it. Down already.
Is it still possible to win for me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, this round is called Year Book. Now, in this round, we go back and talk about a moment from our childhood. And today, we're going back to a young Nick Kwan, who at age 14 was suspended from school for convincing his friend to do something. But what was it? Was it A? He convinced his friend to snap off the legs of a school chair. Nick knew that if he balanced on them a certain way, they would snap. The kid loved it and snapped 5 in a lunchtime. The friend snitched on Kwani and said it was his idea. Nick took the fall and in the exit interview tried the "if I told him to jump off a bridge, would he" defense. B. He convinced his friend to do a nude run through the staff room. Both Nick and his friend got suspended, and the principal tried to tell Nick that what they did was facilitate child pornography. Or was it C? Nick
cameras and shit.
Nick convinced his friend to shit into a plastic bag and then put it into another friend's school bag. One of these is true. You can ask Nick as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What angle do you have to put? If you could just demonstrate now on that chair.
Yeah, so two back legs, backwards in. So you know the ones that you'd have in the gymnasium? Like they're stacked on.
Yeah,
that little
like
hole. Yeah, that little hole. So if you actually leant backwards like that, you'd snap down like that.
Yeah, I think I know the technique.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so the second one was child pornography for you convinced a mate to run naked
through the staff room.
And how did you convince him to do that? Because, you know, that's a...
He was like brand new, like he'd just come to the school. Okay. And I was like, man, you should definitely just, if you want to be cool.
Get your
His name was Ducky, I think his name was. Yeah. I actually cannot remember to this day. I've tried to look him up on Facebook a million times. Cannot remember his name.
A lot of images of him.
He's in jail.
He really does look like, he looks like a duck. And I was
There's
like...
Only footage of him running through the staff room.
Yeah, where's the footage?
Pardon?
Where's the footage?
Well, that was the thing, is like afterwards the principal came to me and like he was like, he's like, why did you run through it? Like, this is not what we do at this school. He's like, oh, Nick said to do it. And then he's like, oh, well, we have cameras there. And then he brought me in and was like, yeah, we've got cameras in the staff room. And he's like, now I have to go through and watch this. And like he's like, I
every night.
Yeah. And that was the thing.
He's like, who's
that? That's the thing is that he was like, oh, I have to go through and watch this a whole bunch of times. And it's like, what happens if this footage ends up in the wrong hands? I remember just thinking, I think it has.
It already has.
The guy with a big tub of Vaseline on his head.
You've really forced my hand here, Nick. I
You forced my hand down my pants.
Wakey, snakey, whatever you guys say.
Now, anyway, I need some quiet
time.
Who
was the kid that you made shit in a bag?
Just a mate of mine. He hated this other dude, Ruben. And he's like, he kept complaining about Ruben. I was like, oh, if you really hate Ruben so much, you should shit in a bag and then put it in his bag.
And did he do it?
He kind of sort of chickened out a bit and then he put it in his own bag.
What do you mean a bit?
And then...
What? He like he shat a bit.
He was going to frame Ruben.
He yeah, go, he was like...
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that's...
No, well...
That's some 3D chess. Yeah.
No, he went to put it in his own bag. And like, so I got in the plastic bag and that's why I got in trouble.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, nah, I've just put it in my own bag. What? Like, we're walking, we're leaving school. And I was like, oh, man, did you put the shit in his bag? And he's like, nah, I just put it in my own.
What type of bag? Was it plastic Ziploc?
Yeah, it was just a plastic bag, man. We didn't have money back then.
Like, no, that's what I was trying to put it like a
like a plastic shopping bag.
Yeah, like a plastic shop. Yeah, yeah. Like these days, it would have been a 15 cent shit. Like,
yeah, right. And then what did he do after? Yes.
Chucked it on a car.
You know, okay. The stock standard response.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's how we got busted.
Right. And who got you in trouble in that? How busted by who?
So he put it on a guy's car and the guy was standing near his car and he's like, why are you putting shit on my car? And then
literally.
And then he ran off and then I'm like, oh nah, like that was my mate. And then we go to the school around the corner and he's done it. He's like, oh, it's a dog crap. I was like,
you
nah,
just voluntarily
his
told
own.
Him you
yeah,
went to
I volunteered.
School.
I gave him up.
So that's probably why you got in trouble as well.
Yeah.
You put yourself into the story.
Yeah.
The chair one, though. Mm-hmm. So if you're showing him how to do that on a chair,
yeah.
He's breaking it. How did you get the blame for that? Like,
I showed him how to do it, right?
Right, yeah.
So I've shown him, and then because we had to stay back and I think it was handwriting class. We had to stay back after. Because we didn't finish our handwriting, didn't do our sentences. And then I was showing him how to do it.
Did you break a chair in this?
I broke a chair and showed him how to do it. Okay. And then he's like, oh, that looks wicked. And then I finished my handwriting and left because it was all during lunch break. And then we've come back in for class and he'd sat there and broken five more chairs. Like...
Fuck, they're all quite believable.
Yeah.
Really fucking annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, I really thought I'd get you on that Ziploc bag. I was like, Ziploc. I'm calm. They didn't come out until 2011. Gotcha. They only have freezer bags. Damn, that's the only thing I had.
Right. Is anyone leaning towards A, B, or C?
Like, I think I know.
What do you think, Zach?
I think it's A.
You think it's A? You think it was the chair legs?
Yeah.
Irvy, what do you think?
What was the second one again? Sorry, I totally forgot.
The nudie run.
Oh, the nudie run. Yeah, I feel like the chair as well.
A as well. Brent Blake.
C, you came up with some good reasoning there. But B, I want it to be real.
Yeah, of course you
do.
Yeah.
It's funny as fuck, but option. I can't see how you are. I'm going to go C.
You're going to go C? So you are correct.
Oh,
it was
C. My God, really?
One C's point there for Brent. But two
yeah.
You want to shit on a car? I was like...
Yeah. That is all true.
Because
that
I reckon
100%.
I just thought you'd be nice enough to go, look, it's my mate shit. And then that's the only reason why you get caught up in the story. Because everything else
he
is peer pressure.
He put the shit in his own bag.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We're leaving school. I'm like, so man, you've actually got your own shit in your own bag. And he's like... Yeah.
That rule.
And then just wiped it on this guy's car, and the guy's front door was wide open.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he wiped it all over this guy's car.
Oh, my God.
So the guy's standing there, and he's like, what? And he's on the phone. It's like that yo-yo ad or whatever it is. Like, I've got to get back to your Barry thing. Like, hung up the phone, and he's come out, and he's like, my mate piss bolted, and I had, like, my this heavy bass guitar, so I'm not fucking running. And also, I was real fat, so I wasn't running. And then he's like, so was it dog shit? I was like, no, it was his own. And then he went.
Just tell me it's dog shit. I'm not human.
And then so he contacted the school because he knew that's where we went. And and then they were like, oh, so you were there. And it's just like, how did he get the plastic? Like, well, why did he have it? And then he's dobbed on me and said, oh, he told me to put it in Ruben's bag. And
right. Yeah. So, I respect anyone who can shit in a bag because I've tried to do it before.
There's a real theme to the today's episode.
Long time listeners know there's a whole theme to the whole podcast. Any shit story, I'm like, I love it. I can't wait.
Light dog shit on fire. And you've got to stamp it out. Because I try to do that with a group of mates. We tried to find a dog shit in a park once when we were all high.
Yeah.
Just with our phone torches. Ages, couldn't find it. Then we went to Red Rooster, borrowed a bag, just thought it was so funny because we knew we were going to shit in it. And then we all had a crack.
Didn't even buy anything.
We were so stoned, we should have just got some stuff anyway. We were probably hungry.
Yeah.
So we were like, no, they'll know. And then we couldn't find any dog crap, so then we all had a crack at trying to do a shit in a bag behind a tree. And we couldn't do it because we laughed too much. It's too much pressure.
Yeah.
In summary, we didn't do any of it. But it's still a good story. It's still a good yarn I have with the boys when I go home.
At the end of that round, the scores are Irvy still on 0 points.
I know. And it'll get my
Zach
game on.
On 3 points. Brett on 3 points. But way out in front now on 7 points is Nick Kwan. Oh. Yeah.
How does he have seven now?
Because he got your point that you didn't get in that round. He got Zach's point as well.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I'm going to concentrate now.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you guess correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you can ask them as many questions as you want, try and get the truth. So, to Nick. Now, Brett has a family member who is in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the world's loudest snorer. You can ask him as many questions as you want.
What's the relation?
It's my nanny's cousin.
How did they get judged?
I couldn't tell you the judging process because they live back in the UK. But I do like I always said he had a loud snore, and then I couldn't tell you what the judging process is behind that. But he lives off being a loud snorer. Because they fly him to different types of conventions for your fucking nose and shit like that. So this isn't recently. This is going back about 10, 15 years. And so he used to just live off going to snoring conventions and things like that because they were always trying to find, you know, the new latest thing to prevent snoring. And he was their test guy.
So what, he goes to these conventions and falls asleep in a room full of people?
Yeah. So I don't know if he's the snoring guy who holds the world record and they might have footage of him or something.
Yeah.
For years, he used to live off it and then has the highest decibel snore and it was in multiple Guinness books and some that I had as a kid.
Does he still hold it?
That side of the family's passed away, so we didn't really keep in contact. I wasn't in a mad rush to hang out with a snoring guy. So I couldn't tell you whether he still holds it, but he definitely did hold it for, I'd say, 8+ years.
Did he have a partner?
I couldn't tell you that.
Absolutely not.
Dude, he's on tour. Snore guy. You know that boy's single. He snores. He growls well. Everything vibration.
Sounds like a dream boat. Hook me up.
Yeah. Give me some of that snore money. Yeah.
He literally sleeps around.
What do you reckon, Quinny?
I'm going to go, the idea of Brett being related to anyone being successful at something is just going to make me go false.
You say nah, you are incorrect.
Nah.
It was yes.
Fuck you, I got a point off.
Yeah.
So it's my nanny's cousin and he's held for ages. And I remember like in school having the Guinness Book of Record and be like, sucked in, dickhead, see you next to the guy with a freakish toe. That's a relationship. So I'm pretty cool, guys.
So I always used to remember the guy with the long fingernails.
Yeah.
That was too much.
That was the best one in there.
Oh. Yeah.
And the guy with the really long ear hair was also very, very good.
Do they still make those books?
Yeah. They actually, the Guinness, this is my work in libraries, the Guinness Book of World Records holds the record for being the most stolen book ever.
Really?
More people steal it because they don't really want to buy it, but they want to have a
look. Yeah.
I used to wait for that book every year. It's right up my alley. Just pictures and fucking weird cards.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, so a point there for Nicholas. All right, Brett.
Other one.
Okay, so to Brett now. When Irvy was backpacking with friends around India, one of her friends got a yeast infection but was too embarrassed to go to a chemist and get help. Irvy decided to take one for the team. She went into the chemist and asked... And the chemist asked her to describe the symptoms, so Irvy, for fun, went on to describe the rankest vagina she could possibly think of. Yeah or no?
Yeah.
So why were you going backpacking?
In India, because I was sick of going with my family. So it was just like me and my two friends in second year uni, we were just like, yeah, we'll go backpacking. But she'd been in India, the one that got it, had a parasite in her stomach, and then she'd been there for like 8 months or something. So she was like basically famished and then was just really embarrassed about her yeast infection.
And
so
was the yeast infection in that area?
Yeah, that's where you get them. Like,
oh,
yeah,
okay, yeah, yeah. Cool. I've never seen one before, so I don't know if this podcast show is.
Sorry, that's true. You might not know.
The UN guy that's really good at research, can you please Google image me a vagina?
So I should have mentioned Brett's not eating bread at the moment, so he didn't know about the yeast infection.
No, no. Okay, so you get it in your vagina.
Okay, and then you thought it'd be funny just to describe to this chemist the rankest vagina ever.
Well,
is that a Guinness Book World Record rankest vagina? Like.
Yeah.
Did you go around and just...
Yeah, well, it was. Well, I didn't want her to get, like, ripped off by getting, like, some cheap stuff. So I was just like,
yeah,
just go full blown.
So if you go, you hit it high, then you know you're going to get the quality shit.
Yeah, so it was
like,
just,
oh,
like
just a little bit
pus, like... I was basically like, it's, like, green and yellow pus, and it's crusty, and it stinks.
God.
It was embarrassing, but it's, like, yellow, you know.
I'm going to go with yeah, because that sounds very you.
You are incorrect. It was nah. Point there for Irby. You're off the board.
Sick.
But based on truth, though.
It was all true. I didn't say I had one. I just went up and I was like with my two friends. So I said, we have a yeast infection. So we couldn't tell which one.
We're all together. We're sisters. Yeah. Get that, we all get it.
Yeah.
This is my clique.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
The sisterhood of the itchy pants. Okay.
So do I have a point now?
All right, so to Irvy. Now, when Zach was in high school, he took cooking as an elective because he thought it would be a bludge. But he excelled in it and ended up getting kicked out of the class, though, when he made a batch of sausage rolls but presented them for marking by making them spell out the word tits.
I've been funny for years.
Confirmed.
Okay, yeah. So what was some other stuff you liked cooking in your class?
Sloppy Joes.
What's that?
Like it's like a burger, but it's like a sloppy version of a... Don't you know what a sloppy joe is?
It's going to be a really insult to a person who comes from culture and good cuisine. And we're just explaining
sausage roll, sloppy
joes. Sausage roll, let's say tits and sloppy joes, yeah?
Like, what is that? Oh, no. Did it end in an accent? Oh, yeah. It's cool. Okay, so what was your cooking teacher like?
Yeah, it's just a fat old woman.
Yeah. What did she and you had to go up and like so you had to basically just like cook it during the class and then present it to her?
Yeah, basically. You just cooked it. Well, we prepped it like the day before, like all the random shit, you know, like you mix everything together and then we had it all ready to go rolled up and then we sort of just baked it over the lesson. And then I'd, you know, spell out tits. Here you go.
Yeah.
They didn't like it.
What was her reaction exactly?
Just like upset.
quite
offended.
Did your friend
to the office? I got a blue slip.
Oh, really?
Blue slip. Is that how your school had it? Blue slips.
Yep.
Blue slips. Did your friends think it was cool?
Of course they did.
Okay, this sounds like such teacher questions.
Look, if it's right, I'm coming over with a high five.
Yeah. And was it just like a word, or did you draw it out?
No, just a word. I wanted to do cunt, but I thought that might be a bit too far.
Okay.
And it's hard to get the
C's. Yeah, I was like thinking about how you'd roll that.
It'd
out.
Be
and
like
that's how I'm just telling whether that word is true or not.
A digital cunt. I'm going to go with yes.
You are incorrect. It was no.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
two things. He can't cook and he can't spell.
No.
And
that
he definitely
sounds...
would have done cunt.
Well, even writing this, because I wrote this whole thing up, but I wrote it up going, what was the funnier word? I almost did cunt. I thought, no, I think tits is a funnier
word.
Tits is funny for a high school boy.
Yeah. So none of
just
it's true.
Get away with it. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, my God.
Cunt's like, you're in trouble.
But your school had blue slips.
Yep.
This is a fact about blue slips. So it goes back to the vaudeville days.
What's blue slip? Like,
a blue slip. So do you know the phrase working blue? This has nothing to do with blue slips, but I just like this little fact. The phrase where someone says,
when you're like, it's dirty.
In comedy, you're working blue. Yeah. You're working blue. Goes back to the old vaudeville days. If you had it in your act, if you were a bit rude, the manager or the director would be at the back of the room and he would have all these notes for you. And if it was on a blue card, a blue slip, that means you had to cut that one out because that was a rude joke. Oh. And that's how burlesque started, because all the jokes you had with your blue ones, you could go and do them in the burlesque clubs.
Sounds like you're set.
Not funny, but it is a fact that I'm sure people listening to this will go and tell people at work.
Yeah.
Tidbit.
Yeah, tidbit.
So a point there for Zach. Okay, so our next question is to Zach. Now, while Nick was working in a kitchen, he put his hand through a ham slicer and took off all the skin. The head chef gave him a rubber glove, some tissues and duct tape and told him to get back to work. Yeah or nah?
What, were you cutting ham with the ham slicer?
Yeah.
What's a ham slicer?
Like, yeah. It's got like the spin wheel
thing. Oh, like they have at the deli?
That's an easy question. Yeah. Show us your fucking hands. We can tell right now.
Which hand was it?
This one.
He's holding up his left hand to the listener.
How come you can't remember
how
which
did it
happen?
Did you slip?
I was like chucking the ham through and just went through.
For the listener, he's now displaying that sorry, with his right hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just all right. Well, it was one hand. All right. So I had... No, it was this hand. It was definitely my right hand. Because, yeah, that was pushed. That's the hand I pushed ham through.
It's false.
Yeah, it's not.
You are incredible. Oh.
All right.
Because the bad explanation. It was left handed and right handed. I was like, yeah.
I did forget. I did forget.
You don't come from behind. No. You're in the fucking front.
That's why you got his hand.
Yeah. First time playing the game, Quani might be the best player I've ever seen. He's
proper.
I'm too technical.
That looked proper fucked up. I was like, come on.
This story sounds horrific. So let's go through the whole story.
So I removed, there's a guard that was on there, and I removed it. So I used to work in a hotel. It was, do you remember the Mercure in Hobart?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I worked there and I was just a dish pig, but we had like only two chefs and we'd have 500 plates, like just in the banquets and the weddings and stuff. And then we'd have to do full room service. So like I used to just do 12-hour, 15-hour days. And like I was remember doing, have to cut through the ham, and I was like, I don't have time. So I took the handguard. The guard's meant to stop you doing that, and my head chef was like, all right, but you're going to cut yourself. I'm like, no, I'll be fine. And then and this was like my second last shift, I think, and put it straight through. It took all the skin clean off.
Oh god!
And we had to do a like 300 plate wedding. So he's just like, here's some rubber gloves, some tissues. So I just put tissues down, put rubber gloves over it, taped my hand up, had a ciggy, and was just back doing it.
Shout out to the McQuire. Which hotel?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It's now a Best Western. It got shut down for a few reasons.
Best Western.
Great wedding. Okay. At the end of the round, the scores are Irvi on 1 point.
Okay,
let's mark
go
there.
One.
Brett on four. Zach on four. But in the lead now on 8 points is Nick Quine. All right, this is our final round. Don't worry, you can still win.
This
stop lying to me.
Part of this one from memory.
Yeah. This round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions all about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right. You get a point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points.
It stresses me out, this one.
It's all right. Okay, first question. Who had to be rescued out at sea after stealing a motor and attaching it to a dinghy?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
That'd be Zach.
No, that was Quani. A point off.
Fuck,
Brett
I'm glad
there.
You beat me because I was like, surely that's Brett. Come
on. I should just wait and let everyone else crumble around me.
So what's the story? So you stole
No, we just took it off Dad's boat. So Dad had a normal boat. And then we got the like 15 power auxiliary off the back, put it onto my mate's wooden dinghy, and we were just flying around the bay so fast.
Oh my god.
And we got really stoned out in the middle. We may have been like 15. And then we were just fanging around, and then all of a sudden the motor it was too much weight for this old, you know, rotten dinghy, and just ripped out the back. And then the momentum took us like further out. And we were just sitting there just baked as laughing our asses off. Luckily some bloke and his sons were going fishing and they rescued us.
But you lost the
motor. We ended up finding the motor, me and Dad. Yeah. I don't know how we did it. But we found it.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah.
Dad thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. Like,
oh my god.
It's a good yarn.
Yeah.
Also, have you seen DJ Khaled Lost at Sea on the jet ski?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
What is that? Is it like a video or something?
heaps of videos. Him just going on his jet ski in Miami, just going, yeah, yeah. And then he gets lost and doesn't know where, and it's getting dark. He's like, oh, yo, anyone out there?
Really?
I'm out here. Come find me. And it's really, you can tell.
Is he actually lost?
He's actually lost. It's great.
That's a real good thing of our world at the moment. Instead of calling the cops, he's like, man, if I just get on Snapchat.
Yeah.
find me. He's the one person that's probably better to do that. Millions of people.
Yeah.
Come find him.
Next question. Who here has a family member who survived the Titanic? As in, they were on the Titanic and survived.
Irvi.
Yes, Irvi.
Brett.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes.
Yeah, for Irby, yes. Brett.
Two sucked in.
Same family as Nanny's family again.
Why are you not in touch with them? These people sound cool.
What, yeah. He's, well,
no, he's dead,
I don't
sorry.
Know how the title.
I know the movie came out in 2000.
And guess what? Jack was a fictional character.
No, he's real.
It was actually 97, Nick. Came out in 97. Anyway.
Well, my family are sorry, Nick. On Nan's side are from Southampton. Southampton's where they're all welders from Southampton. Southampton's where the Titanic left from. And then he was one of the workers on the thing, and he was got a ticket, I suppose.
Yeah.
And wasn't one of the fancy
Sounds
ones.
Sounds a lot like Jack. Is he hot?
Yeah, it's pretty much. It could actually be his story.
Was he hot? Did he look like Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I saw a photo of him, so yeah, no,
oh,
it's not
okay.
Jack.
Sucks.
Yeah, he's not painting anyone naked. It's just stick figures and big boobies. So,
Sounds like
Zach. Yeah, but just survived it. So we've got a relative that survived the Titanic, which is something Nan always likes to tell us every now and then.
That's pretty so cool.
Question three. Who has, in their own words, weird tentacles under their tongue?
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
Irv.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Zach.
I knew that was a girl thing. No offense, but it's like tentacles.
No, there are. I don't know if I can get them out now, but it wouldn't be. You probably can't. It's like,
I think
it's just
they're
like
taste buds.
No, they like.
Everyone's got them.
It's like droppy.
Yeah, everyone's got those little droppy, weird vein things.
No,
yeah.
No, they're like
it's
little
like,
skin tags.
It's like I'm a snail. Like, I'll play them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it in the mic?
I used to have a... just like chatting shit and drop the mic. No, I used to have a tongue piercing, so I've got like a weird little tentacle thing as well.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah,
one time one of them got caught in my teeth, which is how I discovered they were there. That's pretty gross, yeah.
That is pretty gross.
Question for who at a corporate gig had it stopped when the boss yelled out, "That'll do." Who had the gig stop because someone said that'll do.
Now I'm going, who's had corporate gigs that I haven't had?
Irby.
Yes, Irby.
Zach?
No, that was Nick there. Point on
Irby. Really?
Was that the... Because I thought it might have been me for a second.
Were you the same gig, was it?
Was it?
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't the one we did for the school where we got in trouble.
No, well, the one I did with Blake that you got it.
Yeah.
They told us to stop as well.
Yeah, but...
So
no,
me, I get a point as well.
Yeah, well, they liked us.
Fuck, that's wild. Just
what was the gig?
Nah,
so
it was for Lamana Supermarkets, and it was like it was literally in the supermarket, and there was no one sitting around watching it.
Yeah.
not the best ceilings.
especially a gig like that where there's no backstage to go.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah,
you're
just
walk
exposed.
Off yeah,
run everyone.
Awful.
It's even worse, mate. I've got a guitar. I've got to pack up.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking worse.
Just leave it,
dude. Did
he? I've left leads out. Just going. No, I'm just gonna get. Not sticking around for that.
Did he say it because it was like there's no one there, or because
no, there was 200 people there, but they were like.
This is even worse. Keep going.
It was.
Oh, no.
It was like everyone's out mingling. So it wasn't like a sit-down thing. It was me standing on a stage and there was nobody around for about 20 metres.
So
like no one. I think there was one guy that like sat up the front to watch and he seemed to like it.
That'll do. Next question. Who used to fall asleep every night listening to his boss do baby talk to his wife? Kind of gave away who it isn't, but... Who used to fall asleep every night listening to their boss do baby talk to his wife?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Irby.
No! It was...
Damn, why did I miss out on a thing? But I was like, baby talk.
Like, just said
I
he.
I said...
He said he. Ben corrected himself.
Damn, I missed the first bit. And
I thought
like,
he was joking.
Baby, like babysitting. And I was like, it has to be Irby because none of these guys...
What?
It was baby talk. Yeah.
Hey, you've never won this. I'll never know.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a baby. I was thinking baby sitting.
You're thinking,
and then it was baby
girl.
Talk. I got confused. Anyway, it's
okay.
Too much pressure in this game.
So how did you... Why are you sleeping
well,
next
I used
to your
to
boss?
Live with these people. Like, we worked... It's the same... The bus story before is when I worked in Cairns and lived in Townsville. I'd have to catch a bus back. I worked with these guys. It was a man and his two sons, and they were just the worst fucking people I've ever met in my whole entire life. Just like big redneck racist fucking idiots think they thought they knew everything. The guy was like this big, tough sort of guy. I like put that on, but then every single night, like, because we used to live in this house, he'd be on the phone to his wife, like talking like a baby, you know?
Yeah.
It was just fucking pathetic. It was the worst.
To his wife.
To his wife.
Oh, yeah, not to a baby.
Like,
oh,
just,
God.
Oh, my God.
Was it like a foreplay
yeah, yeah, like
thing?
Fucking yeah. Shitty nicknames. Oh, yeah. And oh,
like, I cannot look you in the eye.
Yeah.
So I reckon you would do it, though, Brett, if you had a partner. You'd
baby
be like,
talk.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be a big one for baby talk.
Nah, it really fucking repulses me. I do pet names. I'm a big fan of a pet name.
Yeah.
But the baby talk, I mean, I've lived with some blokes who I start not living with very quickly because of it. Like, it just...
Well, they start doing it to you.
Yeah.
Ready, boo? Are you home?
Shmoopy. And then we spoon. It's cute. It really makes me go, oh.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even like hearing it. Like,
I don't think I've ever heard a guy do baby talk before.
Oh, I've heard it. And I, yeah. Even
it's
the,
awesome
yeah,
stuff.
That's I crazy. Don't know. It's just, I've lived with a few dudes who've done it. And I'm just
that
like,
demeanor.
Oh, fuck, I have no respect for you. And you were doing the dishes tonight.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody.
I always love when you're like with a group of guys and then one gets a call from their girlfriend and then they go into... All right, yeah, love you, baby. Yeah. And that's always, they're trying to hide it. They're trying to walk away. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm just with the guys. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, love you, bye.
I do that. I was like, yeah, babe, I love you. I'm like, shmoopy.
Did you say, yeah, mum? Or
No.
Oh, I think yeah, bye. They said, yeah, mum, I love you.
Yeah.
See, I've just come off the Comedy Festival Roadshow.
Oh, you'd
have
heard
like,
heaps of times then.
Well, yeah, you hear all that, but also you hear like people going, yeah, it's really boring. It's like, yeah, we're just traveling all the time. And then they get off the phone and go, all right, let's go.
yeah, it's kind of all right.
Try to pretend that,
I mean,
yeah,
it is work, really.
Yeah, I'm really work. Yeah.
Just hear the credit card racking up some power. Yeah, yeah, it's work.
Next question. Who had a boss who went through another coworker's phone and would go through their camera gallery?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
I'm nervy.
No, that was Brett Blake. A point off Nick there.
Yeah. Such oh, shit. Man. It was the best time I've ever had in my life because I fucking hated this boss so much. He was a fucking psychopath. But he, there was only three people or four people in this office. And he used to go like rip bongs and then come back because we worked out of his house. And then, he picked up the camera of because we're all camera dudes, and he went through with his camera, and then he sees his photo on there, and he's like, "Oh," and he goes, "Oh, have you been taking photos of homeless women or something like that?" And I was like, "This is gonna be the best thing I've ever heard."
Oh my
so
God.
I just turn around, and he's like, "Oh, look at her legs; they're all veiny and yuck," and she's like passed out, and it was just a photo of this guy's wife just asleep on the couch, and this like you know she looked very nice, so obviously he's taking a beautiful photo of her, not in a creepy way. And then the boss is like, "Look at all those veins; all this she's got cellulite. That's disgusting. Who is this homeless woman?" And he's like, and he started laughing because he didn't know who it was. He's like, "That's my wife." And I hated the guy, so I was like, "Ah." I hated both of them, and I had to fucking leave the office.
Oh my God.
And then I rang my best mate who worked off-site, who was an editor, and I was like, "You'll never believe what just happened." And then I came, and then for 2 days, they didn't speak to each other. It was the best. It was the best fun I've ever had. And I was every morning I'd be like, "How's the wife, Paul?" Like, just tweaking, you know? Had any nice naps lately? And they fucking hated me there. Anyway, I was fired, whatever.
Next question. Who lost their pet for 3 days and was told to pray for it to return in school? And that night when they got home, they got a call from a man saying they had found it.
Nick. Zach.
Yes, Nick.
Irby.
You are correct, yes.
How'd you know?
How'd you know that?
You laughed halfway through.
Yeah.
I was like trying to think of you guys being caring and stuff. it gives it away.
A little glint in your eye. Like, damn.
What was the pet?
My rabbit Cotton. That's pretty cool. It's not a badass story, okay? I'm sorry. But yeah, I would say the time that I fully believed in God and was like, please let it come back. It was 3 days and I'd drawn like a picture of her on it, like just pieces of paper around the neighborhood. And then someone found it under the poster.
After
Whoa.
3 days later.
Yeah, that's a long time for a rabbit.
Yeah, after rain. And when he dropped him off, he had like, I was like 9 and the guy had a kid that was 9 and he was like really good looking. So
double score.
God is real.
I'm going to keep releasing that rabbit. His hunks keep rocking.
I was like, Cotton, you shouldn't have.
You're like, you know what rabbits do a lot of?
We're 9.
Four lucky rabbits foot right there.
So it was a good night.
Next question. Who got fired from Subway and their boss told them, "I think you'd struggle ordering a sandwich, let alone making one"?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Nick.
Yes, you are correct. He has a point there for Brett. Yes.
Also, I've been fired from Subway as well, so that's pretty cool.
So how long were you at Subway for?
3 months.
3 months?
Yep. Even my last shift, I was ran at my mate's place smoking cones. And they called me up and they said, "You've got a shift. Where are you?" And I had no idea. And I was like, I'd already had two warnings. I think I'd already had that insult said to me. And then I had to go do the shift because it was down the road. I rocked up baked. They knew I was baked, but I had to do it anyway. And I knew I was getting fired, so I think I had about $50 worth of Subway.
Oh, like, because they bake on the premises as well.
Yeah,
so
just mung
bake
out.
On and off.
Yeah, dude.
I actually probably did my best shift. Like that whole thing about getting being very well focused.
Yeah, like, man, you want at least seven sauces on
there. Yeah, upselling.
Trust me, dude. I got all the upsells.
You became.
Don't be cheaping out.
Became a Subway artist.
Yeah, I turned it into an art before me.
Do you remember the hinge?
Yeah.
Oh, the hinge, baby.
What's the hinge?
Like the thing
is
in your sandwich.
The bread, man.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's all. It's I'm a former Subway artist. 3 hours. Kept the shirt. Got didn't get paid. Fuck the hinge.
Oh no.
Yeah. Fucking. I think I've maybe told this story before, but yeah, 3 hours because I was like, oh man, I'll get my first job. Well, I think it was one of the first jobs. Was that in the airport, and then I had one of the, you know, those fuckheads from school that come in, and I was like, my first time making a sandwich, and some dick from school was like, oh, you're working here now, are you? And I'm like, oh fuck, here we go. And then I put lettuce on these, like, oh yeah, a bit more lettuce. And I'm like, oh yeah, cool. And he goes, oh yeah, it's too much, take it off. And I was like, fuck this. And I just snapped and just walked out. Like, I am not getting drawn to shit by this cunt. Just left. Kept the black shirt, it was sick.
Was that your also first job?
Yes.
What was your first job, Zach?
I worked at a servo.
Servo?
Yeah, servos. Then they did like fish and chips and stuff there as well. The way I got it, I was swimming at a creek right next to where the servo was. And the boss walked down, because we were in there every day. It was like the only place out where I lived. And they just walked down and he's like, me and my mate were there. He's like, you boys want jobs? I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool. And they're like, all right, come in Monday. And we got two other guys that worked there. And they'd been stealing phone credit for the past like 3 months or something while working there. So we'd see these guys and they'd like do their credit check and they got like $500 worth of phone credit. They're like, wow. Oh, that's fucking sick. And then I was on the bus. The Monday afternoon, I got the bus to home and like to the servo. And I was with the guy that worked there. And he's like, oh man, this is going to be so sick. We're going to be working together, man. It's so fun. We get there. He just gets fired and I take his job.
What was your first job?
So good. I was just washing dishes and it wasn't even like a proper store. It was like a makeshift store in the middle of a suburban mall.
Yep.
But I got fired from Bras and Things in Chadston.
Bras and Things?
Yeah. No, I wasn't stealing. I was just not hot enough. No, I was too hot. No, it was just like, I don't know why they just like ran out of money. But it was like the managers would be crying every day and everything. But I did have to dress up as Sexy Santa one Christmas.
Sexy
it was
Santa.
Sad. Yeah. Had like... You had to just like wear that.
How
like
old were you again when this was?
I was like 12. No, yeah,
12. Yeah. No, I reckon that's like the job for Ruby.
You just had to wear a mini skirt and like a bikini top. And there was no toilets in the store, so you had to like walk across Chadston like that the girls' toilets across the other side.
I only just recently went to Chadston for the first time this year.
Oh, really? It's a nightmare.
Hell.
Yeah.
Shopping centers give
I've
me anxiety
there.
Attacks.
And
dude,
it's like the saddest, oldest men. And we got trained specifically on how to like lure men in. And like make them buy stuff for their girlfriends.
Just candy.
They're like
magazines out the front.
Literally, it was like walk them over the bra. Use your own breasts as models. So you have to like get a bra from the shelf and be like, is her boob like this big or this big? And then like tempt them into
Josh,
buying
can I
stuff.
Have 5 minutes? Yeah. I'm very horny right now, and now I want to buy bras.
Because my first job was like, I worked in a supermarket and a mate of mine would come in, and I've said this, I think I probably said this in episode one of this podcast, but he would knock over the end of aisle displays and then roll on the floor. And
tension style?
He'd just roll on the floor just going, oh, my dick, oh, my dick. And we had to pretend I didn't know him and he didn't know me, and I'd clean up and like we had to pretend, oh, okay, all right, sorry, sir, out you go.
Fuck,
you
that
go.
Is so
yeah.
funny.
We would do it like once every couple of months.
That is a ripper continuous prank.
Oh, my dick.
Prank. My dick. Oh, not again.
Yeah. And our final question for the game. Who here is the parent of a very famous rooster?
Brett.
Who's the parent? Yes, Brett.
Zach.
No, it's Irvy. A point off right there. Yeah.
Damn. For some reason, I was like, man, somehow you have a bird somewhere.
No.
Famous artichokes as a kid, but yeah, none of them got famous.
His mine's been in the age. He was just a rooster, and we got him from school, but he became a rooster, and I had to give him to a farm. But he liked humans more than... I have a lot of animal stories. So he liked humans more than chickens. So he was on the computer, and there's, like, pictures of him in the newspaper.
Well,
for that.
When
yeah.
I was a kid, we had a rooster whose name was Hitler. There's something wrong with his feet or his legs or something, and he'd walk. He'd do the and he was white, completely white rooster, and
mine
he'd do
white.
Like the goose step walk. And I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know who Hitler was as a kid. Like, my dad named him. I was like, yeah, that's our rooster, Hitler. Yeah.
I thought it was because he only had one nut.
On yeah. Did Hitler only have one nut?
Hitler only had one nut, yeah. If you, there's
explains a lot.
Biography written on Hitler where he was a real sexual deviant, and apparently his sister, who hates him, I don't know why, they had a falling out, but they had a falling out. And his sister would tell a story about when he was a child, she caught him getting sucked off by a goat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Hitler got sucked off by a goat. There you go.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
So
yeah.
if you hadn't made
up your mind. Changed my whole perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the
Thank
end.
Thank God, finally something to make me hate Hitler.
At the end of the game, the scores are Irvi on 1 point.
One?
Yeah, you
I
lost.
I thought I had way more than
yeah,
that.
You had two and then you lost an
oh,
one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Brett
out.
On 2 points.
I know, I was guessing. I was too confident.
All right. Zach on 5 points. But our winner on 8 points is Nick Quad.
Funny.
Hey, thanks for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Because you win, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. People can follow you on Twitter. You're very funny
yeah,
on Twitter.
Yeah, check me out on Twitter. I forgot what my handle is. Just type in Quanny.
I think
yeah?
it is Quanny. I think it's yeah. just Quanny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. Check it out. Got some jokes.
Some ripper gags.
Yeah. Right.
yeah. Zach, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Local Funny Man, on Instagram at Local Funny Man, and on Facebook, Zach Dyer.
Great. Ready?
Just Instagram, dudes. Just at Brady Blake. That's where all my popping content is. The stories, yeah, they're funny. It's good.
And also, Worst First Dates
yeah,
podcast.
Plug your podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Fuck
your podcast.
Yeah, I got a podcast called Worst First Dates where we had someone cool this week, and yeah. I've forgotten her name.
Judith Lucy,
That's
you had this
one.
Week.
Thank you.
Doing my research.
Yeah, yeah.
And Irvi, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's just Irvi Majumda because I'm a nerd and don't have
where
cool
can we find
names.
A rooster though?
Yeah. on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the rooster's name?
Chickwin.
Chickwin.
Yeah.
Google Chickwin rooster.
Yeah, spell that.
That's pretty cute. Yeah.
Like C-H-I-C, win. Done.
That's sort of how it is.
Yes.
Cute, yeah.
Hey, thanks for Don't You Know Who I Am. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional, you have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.